In today's podcast, we talk about decision-making in the kingdom of God. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the lost. So, historically, I have not been a great decision maker. I mean, I remember when I turned 30 and I looked at my broken life, filled with reliance on drinking and weed for a sense of peace, multiple times cheating on my wife, and failing at my career. One thing I realized in that moment was I was horrible at making decisions. Why? Well, our choices either lead to life or death. And it's because dead people make dead decisions. So what that means is that ultimately, the spiritually dead, and that's what I was, make decisions that lead to death. Sometimes the decisions start off good, but in the end, the fruit is further spiritual disconnection from God. And this is the height of bad decision making. Now, when we surrender our lives to Christ, truly, we are deciding that God is now the decision maker, that He becomes not only our Savior, but our Lord. Right? Well, since we don't live in a kingdom here in the West, maybe we misunderstand the implication of that fact. But that means master. He becomes the one in charge. So as each day continues, we gotta just grow in leaning into that decision to allow God to make the decisions. So how is that done? It's done by recognizing that God's Spirit is within us and following His leadership. Now, in Samuel 16 and 17, we see what decisions that are led by God actually look like. The result is usually nothing like our own decisions. In Samuel 16, God leads Samuel to find the next king of Israel and brings him to the home of Jesse in Bethlehem. There are so many strong and fierce-looking sons that Jesse has, but none are the choice of God. Instead, God leads him to the youngest, the weakest-looking, the shepherd boy, David. Now, why did God choose him? He gives us a little bit of insight in verse 16. It says, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him," talking about one of the older brothers. But then he says, "For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Now, God and His Spirit will lead us to do life and make decisions based on so many of the intangibles that don't add up according to our natural intellect and judgment, even based on what is easily perceptible. That's discernment of what God's voice is actually saying that is the difference maker. Recognizing the level deeper that God uses in leading us is so necessary and only accessible through God's Spirit. Now in Samuel 17, we see young David needing to make some decisions, right? He taps into a direction that goes beyond logic when he decides against using Saul's armor for his battle against the giant Goliath. He instead uses his familiar stones against this unfamiliar enemy. Why? Because God's Spirit was with him and strengthened him in the way to go, despite what made sense from man's perspective. Based on what all could see, it should have been one of his older brothers chosen. Based on what everybody could see, it should have been with a shield and with a sword. But God has a way of taking the shoulds and the coulds of man and tossing them aside as He presents the done. God's ways are higher than our ways, and in Christ it is finished. The decisions that He leads us to can already be counted done, as He stands outside of space and time and knows the end from the beginning. The question for us is, will we trust His leading, and will we let Him continue to call the shots, even when we don't think they make sense? Let's pray and ask his leadership and empowering to obey as he leads. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that not only are you our Savior, but through Christ, you are also our Master. Lord God, that through the indwelling Spirit, we have the opportunity to be led by you in each and every moment, in each and every decision, Lord God. And we right now ask you that you would empower us more and more to lean into you and to walk away from our own arrogance to think that we know what's best. Daddy, Daddy, you know what's best. Show us the way, Father. Lord God, we thank you that your ways are not our ways and that we can trust your ways even when our thoughts say this doesn't add up. Thank you that you remind us over and over again through your word, stories like the one we discussed today, that your math is well beyond ours. So we ask that you would strengthen our obedience, strengthen our trust in your Spirit, and lead us evermore. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on the Five by the Fire podcast. Lean into his Spirit today. Let him lead you and trust as he sends you. You guys, make sure you leave a comment wherever you're listening or watching, and make sure that you share it with somebody. If you know there's people right now who are lost in the dark, who need a light to lead them out, it's God and his word. And I believe a message like this one is just what they might need. And I hope to see you guys back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.